This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Harder. Still where you go. There we go. Come on down. I'm Father Mike. Oh, you're Olivia. Nice to meet you. We met, right? Yeah. Come here. Can you help me today? You can put your book down. Here, just put it down there. You're pretty tall, but can you stand right there? Because I'm there. Now everybody can see. Are you shy? Yeah, you're shy. Is that your brother Matthew? If he came over here, would you feel a little better? Okay. They're laughing with us, right? They're laughing at me. So my daughter is 32. She's a teacher. She laughs at me a lot, so don't. I feel okay. All right, so today, we just heard that gospel, right? So can you help me today? We're going to kind of explain this gospel. And what I want is, every now and then I'll ask you a question. And you look like you would answer very truthfully, right? Yeah, of course you will. Just do it. Let's just do it. Okay, it's going to be between you and me. Forget about that. All right, so today is the gospel, and it's about Jesus is talking about a coin, right? And so I'll explain it, and then I'll ask you some questions. They're softball questions, you know what I'm saying? I'm not throwing hardball today, okay? And if I do, you got boots on. You could kick me. So Jesus, there's a couple things going on. I'll look to them first, and then we'll talk, okay? So as you know, Jesus is in the trap, right? It happens quite a bit. In fact, it happens three times. This is the first one, I think, in Matthew. So the trap is, it's not just the usual, a Pharisee or a Sadducee. It's Herodians and the Pharisees, right? Pharisees, we knew, were a sect, kind of a strict sect in the Jewish religion, very strict about things. Their problem with the tax was what? One, they had to pay it. Who wants to pay taxes? Anybody want to pay taxes? Do you want to pay taxes? Of course you don't. Nobody wants to pay taxes, right? But they were paying it not only to an army, the Romans, right? The Romans had conquered them, so they didn't want to pay it to an oppressor. Sounds like the Middle East, right? So it's always somebody oppressing someone in the Middle East, and I don't want to make light of it, but that's the history of the Middle East, right? But they also did not want to pay on because of this coin had the image of Caesar on it, who was the emperor. And we know from our many readings of the Bible that the very strict part of the Jewish religion said, do not put a graven image on anything, right? It was all about God. Last week, we heard the gospel. Moses is up on the mountain, and the people are taking their gold rings out of their ears and off their fingers, and they made a molten image. And, of course, that's verboten, right? Because God is the king. God is our Savior. We don't make molten images, especially in those days. Okay, so we kind of have that background. So, of course, they don't want, they're trapping Jesus. But then they have, for some reason, like all politics, they have two different groups that actually get together. We're going to both trick Jesus, right? The other side, the Herodians, right? And who are they? So there's King Herod. We know that King Herod was a Jew. All his followers were Jews, right? And they had been conquered by the Romans because Herod was a puppet king to kind of take care of the Jews for the Romans. He was seen as a traitor. And then we know a lot of other bad things about him, right? You know, he's with his brother's wife and all the crazy things that went on, John the Baptist, that whole thing. But anyhow, so these two groups that are against Jesus plot against him, and Jesus comes through, as he always does in our gospel readings, right? And even when he's crucified, he comes through, right? And basically, if Jesus, they pose the question, you know, should we pay this tax? And Jesus wisely says, give to Caesar what's Caesar's, right? Let me see the coin. And if we had a younger kid, I was going to do this. Oh, there's a coin. Oh, yeah, you've seen that trick, right? You know that trick? You just hide it, and then you go, oh, look, there's a quarter. Oh, but we don't have a younger kid, so I won't do that to you. She's the first, their family's the first I met. So it's really cool to have you here, Olivia. What a sweetheart. How old are you, by the way?
Nine.
Daughter's 32. It goes by fast. We have a son who's a little older, like your brother Matthew, right? So anyhow, this whole idea was, and you're being very patient. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, let me get, where was I? Can you tell me where I was? I can't. I got no memory. Oh, talking about the coin, right? So Jesus says, yeah, give to Caesar what's Caesar. But then he adds, and this is the part that amazes them, give to God what's God's. Here comes the big question. I'm asking all them, but I'm going to ask you. So what do we have to give to God? Like, what is it that God is asking for us when Jesus says, give to God what is God's? And take a moment, and when you're ready, put your hand up and I'll... Just that. Tell me. Give God love. 9 years old. That's why I love having you up here, because you just hit the nail on the head. Last night I was looking at 17 people and they're smiling, but I never asked the question. But now, another question, because I was a teacher before I was became a priest. How do you give God love? Take a moment. You seem to be a deep thinker. Huh? How do you give God love? And this is a hard question, so.
You give him thanks and kindness.
Say it again.
You
give God thanks and kindness. Are you an A student? A's, B's, C's, what? No, you got to know. What are your parents? Where's your parent? Where are your parents? Where are they? Raise your hand. Oh, way in back, yeah. Is she an A student, B student? I can't hear, sorry. You what? What'd she say?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. I can see it in the eyes. But you're shy. You're not a promoter. So anyhow. So give God thanks and give out kindness. But can you actually give God thanks? So how do you actually do it in the real world? So what do you mean when you say give God kindness? What do you think? I don't know. You tell me. I know I'm putting you on the spot. I feel bad. I don't feel that bad. You help other people, right? She helps other people. I mean, yeah, that's the whole idea, right? So you give yourself back to God by helping others, being a good daughter in a family. How many friends do you have in school? How are true friends do you think you have?
A lot.
I believe it, because you're a sweetheart, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, good. All right. You know that about yourself. Yeah, you're a nice girl, right? I mean, you look like a nice girl. Your parents are so proud of you. You know that, right? Are you proud of them? Yes. No hesitation, by the way. That's good. That's good. And where do you go to school? I should have asked you all this to calm it down.
Crystal Lakes Elementary.
Okay. And what grade are you in? What grade?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Fourth grade? Look like you're like almost a teenager. I don't know. No, maybe not. But you know what I'm saying. You're taller maybe than some of your friends, or is it me? Okay. I don't know. All right. So let me get back. So I was trying to get into the, I kind of skipped over a lot because you're so smart. We just got right to it. So God created us, right, in God's image, in God's likeness. And the reason the Jews did not like that, right, but with Caesar's on it is because that was a graven image, right? And they didn't like that. And when they went to the temple, they couldn't use Caesar's coin to go in the temple. The money changers had to take Caesar's coin because it was sinful to do that, and they had to trade it out and get a Jewish coin to pay for a couple doves or whatever their sacrifice would be, right? So this, or the thing that was like this way 2,000 years ago, was verboten in a temple or a church. The flip side is the Jews knew this. All the Jews knew this. Jesus knew this as a good Jew, that the only image that was important was God. And God's image was in what? People, right? God in Genesis said in Genesis 1, 26 through 27 or 28, that let's make the people into our own image. Let's make the humans into our own image. Let's create them as female and male. And you're one of the females. So look at that beautiful face. Look at that image. That's what God made with a little help. Lots of help, actually, in the back there. So with all that, we have just a little closing prayer. And let's think about together ways that we can give back to God, because you immediately hit it on the head. And let's think about ways, all of us, of what we can do to give back to society, to people around us, to people in the public, to people among ourselves here. Yeah, you're getting bored, sorry. And so let's pray. So gracious God, we thank you for our time together. Help us to remember those ways in which we can give back to you and serve you and others each day. Be with us as we leave this place, and help us to remember to use our gifts for you, God, and for others. Amen. Thank you, Olivia. Really appreciate it. What about this? Thank you so much. What are you going to be when you grow up? One more. What are you thinking? I mean, just give me the, how, what are you interested in? Just interested. What are you good at and what do you like?
Being close to my stuffed animals.
Being close to your stuffed animals. Awesome. Congratulations. Thank you so much. All right, I'll see you again. Thank you. Thank you. She's wonderful. Sweetheart. Okay. Do they take...